Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Joining me today is Alexa. Her husband is currently serving in the Middle East, and we're preparing our hearts for Independence Day, July 4th. And Alexa, it's an honor to have you in studio today. I know your husband is deployed miles and miles away. It's got to impact how you feel about July 4th, Independence Day.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like as a kid, I saw the 4th of July as a day where we just blew off of fireworks and we went to the lake, and it was just a day where, you know, we grilled out and just had a good time. I always saw soldiers overseas as like this faraway thing that wasn't very personal. I mean, I always appreciated what they did, but it didn't really hit quite home what they were doing for our country until my husband was deployed. And now what it means to me is like we've got men and women over there who are the brave ones that make our country free. We're the land of the free because of the brave, and that's become so much more real having him over there.
How long has your husband been deployed?
He was deployed beginning of January.
And how long will his deployment be this time?
6.5 months.
What branch of the military does he serve in?
He's the Air National Guard.
Well, I can tell you growing up too, I remember the picnics and the barbecues and getting burned by sparklers.
Yes.
But as I age, I am so grateful for men and women that serve, such as your husband. But I'm also grateful for you, Alexa, because you sacrifice so that I can have freedom. Thank you so much. As we close, what would you like to say to your husband on July 4th?
That I want him home and that I love him so much and can't wait to celebrate with him. He loves the 4th of July. It's his favorite holiday. And so hopefully we can celebrate even bigger next year.
Well, we wish him happy 4th of July, and God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.